Hi, welcome to the Power of Attorney podcast. I am your host, LaTanya Moore, and today I have with me Laura Cheadle. She's a former attorney, author, and life choreographer. She is a transformational thought leader and media personality who empowers women to stand up, be seen, and gracefully take control of their success and happiness despite their external circumstances. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this.
Awesome. So one of the major reasons why I'm so excited about today's interview is that I know myself, as well as other attorneys that I know, we sort of need that, especially female attorneys, right? We need that creative outlet. We need that thing that makes us feel alive beyond winning a case or getting the outcome that our clients pay us to get for them. And so I know that you have successfully sort of made that transition from the practice of law to what you're doing now. Talk to us a little bit about your motivation for just saying, you know, I'm going to move on from the practice of law into what you're doing now.
Absolutely. You know, it was a series of things. It was kind of a progression. I really loved a lot of the aspects of practicing law. I loved researching. I love writing. I love feeling like I'm making a difference. But I found myself constantly looking for that fix, for that next thing. And I felt like I was always working so hard that I was never actually living. I had created this great life, but I was never dropping in and enjoying it. And, you know, there were several different experiences, and I had kids, and my husband traveled full time. And literally, at some point, I just thought, why am I doing this? Why am I working so hard chasing that next thing? I need to stop and kind of take stock of my life and figure out what I've got right here, right now. Because otherwise, I'm just always going to be seeking, 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 and never finding. So it was actually really good timing. I had had my second baby, and I thought, you know what? I had had some time off on maternity leave, which gave me the chance to self-reflect. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to walk away, and I'm going to see what's out there. Because I went into the practice of law because I wanted to solve people's problems. And although sometimes you solve people's problems and, you know, being an attorney, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're just being a hired gun and the problem is elsewhere. So I took that time to go back to school, actually, and to start learning some different modalities. And one of those modalities I learned was hypnotherapy. I actually got an associate's degree after getting my JD in hypnotherapy. But it was very profound, the impact that it had on other people. And I just started experimenting. You know, as a lawyer, we're certain a lot. We know the rules. We know the letter of the law. We apply the facts of the case to that, and we're fairly certain. And what I really liked about shifting gears was I wasn't certain about anything. I wasn't certain if hypnotherapy would actually help. I wasn't certain if I would enjoy not being a lawyer. I wasn't certain about anything. And I just gave myself that space to transition and to try. And in that space, there were some things that I tried that I didn't love, that didn't work, that didn't resonate. And I just kept being okay with that and giving myself the space to try. And I went back to some of the things that brought me joy, like dance and movement and connecting with people. And I started practicing my hypnotherapy skills on some of my friends who were also lawyers, to some of my friends who were stay-at-home moms, to people in all different walks of life. And I just started connecting. And for the first time, I really felt like I was living. And that I was making a difference. And through dance, I discovered burlesque, which gave me an opportunity to costume and to choreograph and to just let joy and energy flow through me. And it was magnificent. And for the listeners out there who don't know what burlesque is, it is not stripping. It is a creative art form. Burlesque comes from the root word burla, which means mockery or parody, and it makes fun of all of the things that are taboo in our society. It makes fun of all of the ways that we're hypocritical. And I love that kind of humor. And it just allowed me to laugh at myself as this uptight attorney pretending to know the answer. It made me laugh at myself creating this life on the outside that was perfect and structured, but being unable to connect to it and to really experience that joy on the inside. And it allowed me to get creative and to put out there all of those things that I was feeling that I wasn't quite sure how to express. And it did make me certain again. It made me certain as to who I was inside. It made me certain of my goals and my values and of the way that I wanted to not only live my life, but to experience my life. Because I found that as successful people, but as successful women, I think even more often than men sometimes, we get so focused on what it is we want to achieve that we lose sight of how we want to feel and how we want to experience that success. And that was the shift that I made through dance, through flaunt, through creativity, is taking the focus off of what I wanted to do and really grounding into everything that I wanted to be and feel and experience.
I absolutely love, love, love that, because one of the things that even when I work with my business clients now, that I always ask them, so what is it going to feel like when we talk about their ultimate vision, right? Where they're, because everybody knows like what they want, what they see, what they want their business to be like. And I always ask them, well, what is it going to feel like when you get there? And it stumps them a bit. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, if you can feel it, then you can connect. And it's more real. It's more tangible right now, even though you're not there. And that is a very important aspect, I believe, when we are looking at moving forward and what it is that we want to do. I want to kind of piggyback, but also pivot just a bit with talking about Flaunt, which is your book. So guys, she has a book. It is called Flaunt, Drop Your Cover and Reveal Your Smart, Sexy, and Spiritual Self. And I love that because as attorneys, especially as female attorneys, at least my experience and a lot of the folks that I know, it's sort of like, you need to be uptight. You don't need to stand out. You don't need to be visible in a sense, but you need to be effective and assertive, which tends to be more muted than anything. So I love the name of the book. I love what it represents. Tell us a little bit more about the book and why did you choose that actual word though? Because I know there has to be a story behind it.
Yes, you are right. Flaunt, it just is so perfect. Flaunt is an acronym, and the acronym is for Find Your Fetish, Laugh Out Loud, Accept Unconditionally, Navigate the Negative, and Trust in Your Truth. And those are the five steps that I really found myself moving through during my transition. And those are also the five steps that I coach other people around in helping them recenter and re-choreograph their life in a way that is authentic to them. And yes, that word is perfect because my first case as a student attorney was very memorable. It was memorable because I won the case. And I won the case against a really high-powered, well-known male attorney in Colorado. And after winning that case, instead of congratulating me, the judge called me into his chambers and he berated me. And he said, "How dare you come in looking like that and showing your legs with your long hair and win this case against somebody of that stature in this community?" And his feedback focused on my appearance and my hair and my legs, and it did not focus on my legal abilities or my brain. And it made me realize that even though we've come a long way, women and men too, but we are seen for the stereotypical version of who we are. If we're a female attorney, we're a powerhouse, grouch, chip on our shoulder, assertive, aggressive, or we're the stereotypical, giggly, sexy, using their body to get ahead. And that people see our stereotypes, they don't see us. And that case, after that experience with that case, it really became my mission to show the world, we are more than just a stereotypical vision of who we are. I can be a cute, bouncy, happy, brilliant attorney. I can be a very serious, stoic, quiet, and brilliant attorney. I can be whoever the heck I am and still be a brilliant attorney. And you know, it's not just in the law, it's in all walks of life too. We stereotype people, we judge people. She was raped because of her clothing. No. She deserved it. No. And it really became my mission to kind of move boldly into some of those stereotypes and to say, yes, and yes, I speak this way. Yes, I wear this. Yes, I look this way. And I am not who you think I am. See me for who I am. I love the Martin Luther King, you know, judge a person based on the content of their character. And that's what I'm seeking to do with women, to have them judge based on the sum total of who they are, not for who people they think they should be based on their size, their age, their hair color, their skirt length, anything like that.
I love it, love it, love it. Before we move on, where can our audience find your book?
They can find my book on pretty much anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound. They can also pick up an autographed copy on my website, which is Laura, L-O-R-A, Cheadle, C-H-E-A-D-L-E.com. But hey, it's even on Target and Walmart's websites. You can get it anywhere.
Fabulous, fabulous. I want to, again, guys, I want to remind you that FLAUNT is an acronym, and Laura goes extensively through all of those in the book. But in the time that we have left, Laura, I want to talk about one. And the one that sticks out to me is trust in your truth. Give us just some nuggets. We know we got to read the book, right, to get it all. But give us just some nuggets, because I think that is just absolutely profound. And it sounds simple. But when we think about something like trusting in your truth, in reality and in the application part of it, it can get daunting.
Yes. Right?
Because of all of the things that you mentioned about being judged or disregarded because of the way that we look, the way that we dress. Just very quickly, I can remember, my best friend is an attorney as well, and I distinctly remember I was the president of one of the student bar associations, and she was like our social chair, and we threw a fundraiser for a local politician. And of course, all of these different people were there, these dignitaries, their wives were there. And I distinctly remember two of the wives thinking that like we were just like the girlfriends of these guys who were, they just thought it, you know, that it, clearly we couldn't be the ones who was leading this organization and making a lot of strides. And I distinctly remember one of them saying to both of us, "Oh, ladies, you're far too pretty to be a lawyer." Huh. And my heart like completely sank, because I couldn't be flattered, right? Because it was just so absurd to say something like that. So, but you know, before kind of going into trusting your truth, I just want you to know that this really has to serve as an inspiration for those of us, especially women attorneys, that have felt and probably still continue to feel objectified, right? Because of not just being a woman, but certainly our outward appearance. But again, I want you to give us just some nuggets of wisdom though from the trust in your truth part of your book.
Oh, absolutely. And you're so spot on with all of that. And in order to trust our truth, we have to find our truth. And it's really hard, because that has been obscured by labels, roles, and scripts. And some of the questions that I always ask people are, what are the labels? You know, you're the funny one, you're the smart one, you're the fat one, you're the pretty one. What are those labels? And we wear those labels. And that's the other way or reason that I like using burlesque. Burlesque is the removal of clothing to reveal something underneath. So once you take off those labels of she's this, he's that, what's left? And same thing with the roles. We are more than the roles that we play. And many people have identity crises, you know, midlife crises, when they retire, when the kids move away from home, when they lose their job and they don't know what to do. Who are you, exclusive of your labels, exclusive of the roles that you play? And then same thing, scripts are those things that we live out in our brain. Life should look like this. I should get my undergrad, and then I get my graduate degree, and then I get a job, and then I get a house and a dog, and then I have 2.5 kids and a white picket fence. Those are scripts. And the scripts we adopt from other people, from our culture, from our religion, from the part of the country that we live in. And in order to find your truth, you've got to take off those labels, set down those rules, bust apart those scripts, and ask yourself, who am I and what is it that I want? And that's deep work, and it takes time, and it can be frustrating, but it's knowing your truth. And once you know it, then you can trust in it, because no matter what happens, you are still whole, worthy, valuable, and complete, despite losing your job, having your spouse leave you, having your parents pass away. You still have that truth because you know who you are. And we all come to that point in our lives where our truth is challenged. And I find it just much easier to do the work ahead of time so we can maintain that happiness and that joy and that even keelness throughout our lives.
I love it. Guys, don't forget to pick up Laura's book. It's called Flaunt, Drop Your Cover, and Reveal Your Smart, Sexy, and Spiritual Self. Again, it is available wherever books are sold, but I'm encouraging everyone, go to her website, lauracheadle.com, get an autographed copy. Also, listen to her podcast. Laura does have a podcast as well. And Laura, thank you so much for being here on Power of Attorney.
Thank you so much. And if I may, if you go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, I will also send you the free ebook, 15 Ways to Flaunt Today. And it will just give you some tips of things you can do tomorrow to let that truth out.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So guys, this is Power of Attorney. I am your host, LaTanya Moore, encouraging you to leverage your power and protect your brand.